From the historic Loretto Abbey Chapel, with the kind cooperation of the Toronto Catholic District School Board, the National Catholic Broadcasting Council presents the Daily TV Mass.
Welcome to the celebration of the Daily TV Mass. I'm Father Hank Van Myl. The televising of this Mass is made possible by the contribution from two donors. The first is Francis Eastman from Midland, Ontario, in memory of Powell and Sophia Magda. The second is an anonymous donor from Regina, Saskatchewan, for the living and deceased members of her family and extended family, for an end to abortion, and for all priests, or thanks to her donors for the gift of this Mass. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And as we have placed ourselves before the Lord, just like Saint Athanasius did in the early church, knowing that he was weak, knowing that he had to be strong in God, you were sent to heal the contrite of heart. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
You came to call sinners. Christ, have mercy. You are seated at the right hand of the Father to intercede for us. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
And let us pray. Almighty, ever-living God, who raised up the bishop, Saint Athanasius, as an outstanding champion of your Son's divinity, mercifully grant that, rejoicing in his teaching and his protection, we may never cease to grow in knowledge and of love of you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever.
Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The apostles and the elders met together to consider the conversion of the Gentiles. After there had been much debate, Peter stood up and said to them, "My brothers, you know that in the early days God made a choice among you, that I should be the one through whom the Gentiles would hear the message of the good news and become believers. And God, who knows the human heart, testified to them by giving them the Holy Spirit, just as he did to us. And in cleansing their hearts by faith, he has made no distinction between them and us. Now, therefore, why are you putting God to the test by placing on the neck of the disciples a yoke that neither our ancestors nor we have been able to bear? On the contrary, we believe that we will be saved through the grace of the Lord Jesus, just as they will." The whole assembly kept silence and listened to Barnabas and Paul as they told of all the signs and wonders that God had done through them among the Gentiles. After they finished speaking, James replied, "My brothers, listen to me. Simeon has related how God first looked favorably on the Gentiles to take from among them a people for his name. This agrees with the words of the prophets, as it is written, 'After this, I will return, and I will rebuild the dwelling of David, which has fallen. From its ruins, I will rebuild it, and I will set it up, so that all other peoples may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles over whom my name has been called.' Thus says the Lord, who has been making these things known from a long ago. Therefore, I have reached the decision that we should not trouble those Gentiles who are turning to God, but we should write to them to abstain only from things polluted by idols and from fornication and from whatever has been strangled and from blood. For in every city for generations past, Moses has had those who proclaim him, for he has been read aloud every Sabbath in the synagogues. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, Lord.
Before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. During the supper, Jesus said to the disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that you may that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Easy words. In the Gospel, as Jesus said at the Last Supper, "Abide, as the Father has loved me, so I love you. Abide in my love." And to abide in God's love is not easy. We have to first contend with our own passions, our own little wills, or I could call it our own little inner child who wants this and who wants that. And we have to tame that one. And then we are thrown in the world where there's so many different opinions and people doing all kinds of strange things and wars and whatever. It's a messy world. And to find that peace of Christ in all that messiness is not an easy thing. And I don't think this is news to you or me. It is not an easy thing to be centered in Christ and to find a way through it. And so also on the church level, this is not an easy thing. And so in the first reading of Acts, we have the first council in Jerusalem where they're debating how to be uniform in what we preach, in what we preach, and to come to some consensus. And of course, Paul and Barnabas, they have all kinds of evidence as they have been preaching to the Gentiles, and they come up with a few simple resolutions about not eating blood and not eating meat of animals which are strangled, and of course, about the sexual relationships, basically sexual relationship only within marriage. And of course, adultery, not to go fall in adultery. And so, very simple, and of course, that still carries through to today, but it was not settled there, and it goes on and on. And of course, after the death of Jesus, there was, for several centuries, this argument, who was really Jesus? Was he a man or was he God? And it just went on, of course. And we have many heresies where one leaned to another way and another to be again another way. But one of the big heresies in the fourth century was that Arius started in the third century, who argued that Jesus was just man, that he was created by God. And Saint Athanasius, who was part of the First Council of Nicaea, he was on the side that Jesus was begotten by God, that Jesus was with God right from the beginning, making him equal to God. And of course, Arius could not understand that, the Arius camp, and that argument went on for centuries, actually. And today, actually, our Muslim friends, sisters and brothers, they, in many ways, they are actually Arian. For them, Jesus became a prophet. He's just a prophet. He's not God. And for them, that settled the argument. But this went on for many centuries. And they had to, it was really this argument back and forth. And this is also for us. In our own lives, we hear all kinds of things. We're inundated with all kinds of information on the news especially, but also social media, and we have to negotiate our way through it. And when we hear something and we don't say, does this make sense? Does this make sense? Then we have to look at it ourselves and we have to try to figure it out and come up with what works for us. And this is also on the church level. And of course, Saint Athanasius, who actually was Bishop of Alexandria for 45 years, and on top of it, he was exiled 5 times, like you're out of here, and we'll tell you when you can come back, under 4 different emperors. In total, he was exiled for 17 years, on and off, and coming back all the time. So he was obviously a man of courage who also could hold his ground. And so he is actually quite to be celebrated that you could be strong in his faith and carry on and always prepare arguments for the opposition. And this is also for us to know where we stand, to know where we stand, to know where the church stands. And of course, these divisions in the church, they continue right to this day, and especially today with all the controversy about sexual relationships. And I won't go too deep in it, but we have to also think about it. What makes sense? What is good for the common good of all? And and to be comfortable with it, but not to just to go with, oh, this person says that and that person says that, and oh, my personal rights are violated and all of that. We have to be steady in our thinking, and we have to be discerning people, always looking for that peace in our heart. Abide in God's love. And this is always looking for that peace in our heart. When there's controversy, where is the peace? Does that make sense? And if something makes sense, then there's peace, there's no disturbance. And this is something for our prayer life, of course, to always center ourselves back in Christ and to abide in that love. And the more we can do that, the more we will find peace in our life as we negotiate the difficulties of our earthly journey here on earth. And so let us bring our prayers before the Lord. We pray for all those in our daily TV Mass prayer intention book. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
This Easter season, we offer our community prayer in thanksgiving for the new life that is ours in the risen Christ. May we be strengthened by his healing presence among us, so that we might live in peace and glorify him by our life. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
With Pope Francis, we pray this month that religious women and men and seminarians grow in their own vocation through their human pastoral, spiritual, and community formation, leading them to be credible witness to the gospel. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray that all those baptized and confirmed at Easter and all baptized teens who receive the sacrament of confirmation during the Easter season may continue to grow in their faith, becoming living examples of God's love in this world. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for these prayers and the prayers in the silence of our own hearts, we lift them up to you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us the bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
By the mystery of this water and wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink.
Blessed be God.
From a spirit and contrite heart, may we be accepted by you, O Lord, and may your sacrifice in your sight this day be pleasing to you, Lord God. Wash me, O Lord, from my iniquities. Cleanse me of my sins. Thank you. Pray, my sisters and brothers, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept the sacrifice at your hands for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and the cause of his holy church.
Look, O Lord, upon the offerings we present to you in commemoration of Saint Athanasius, and may witnessing to your truth bring salvation to those who profess, as he did, an unblemished faith through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your heart.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. For as on the festival of Saint Athanasius, you bid your church rejoice, so too you strengthen her by the example of his holy life, teach her by his words of preaching, and keep her safe in answer to his prayers. And so, with the company of angels and saints, we sing the hymn of your praise as without end we acclaim. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the fount of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these guests, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving you thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Francis, our Bishop, the clergy, and the entire people you have called your own. Remember also our sisters and brothers who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, we may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
And at the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us.
Lead us not into temptation,
but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant our peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Take away.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. May the body of Christ keep us safe for eternal life. May the blood of Christ keep us safe for eternal life.
Please join me now in this act of spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in this holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I passionately desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot now receive you sacramentally, come spiritually into my soul, so that I may unite myself wholly to you, now and forever. Amen.
And let us pray. Grant us, we pray, Almighty God, that the true divinity of your only begotten Son, which we firmly profess with Saint Athanasius, may through the sacrament ever give us life and protection, through Christ, O Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
And may Almighty God bless you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Go in peace, glorifying the Lord by your life.
Thanks be to God.
Our thanks to our donors for the gift of this Mass.
Gathering.